So what can you do? What can you do realistically, you know, that takes into account what you are about? Well, here is what you can do. Ignore the activists, ignore the revolutionaries. We have to face bullets, we have to face military trials. It doesn't matter really what you do. It doesn't matter if Facebook is going to reveal my information or not. I have to assume that I'm being constantly watched, that I'm being that everything about me is public. It doesn't matter. But what matters is ordinary users who use your products to practice their agency. When you decide that they cannot decide to choose a pseudonym, then you are negating them the right to negotiate their identity. The right to negotiate your identity is, it's not in the Charter of Human Rights, but it's actually essential to most rights. Negotiated identity is very important. I get to choose whether to reveal who I am and how to reveal who I am and decide who I am on my own terms and on my own basis.
This is Basma Sharif reading from Ala Abdel Fattah. You have not yet been defeated. This excerpt is your legacy. Prison has only increased the hatred in me, for hate is the jailer's legacy. Your death has only increased the forgiveness in me, for forgiveness is your legacy. I've come to hate prisons and courts so much, Baba, that I would not wish them even on those I hold responsible for your death. Has prison ever deterred a criminal? Is there any proof of their use? Or has a majority opinion just settled on them? I swear I've never met a single cop who admits that killing Khalid Saeed was a crime. So what do we gain by locking them up? I've never met a single person whose convictions were changed by prison. So what do they gain by locking up their opponents? A long time ago, we used to talk about the value of truth. I remember your words and imagine courts in an ideal world, a remote but possible world that uphold the truth. Courts that uncover and explain the flaw, how the criminal did it, why we let him. But I can't see any way how prisons help us stop it happening again. Without you, how will I ever explain to people that we can dream of a world without prisons? We're down to not even being able to dream of a world where the criminals are locked up, not the victims.
We are calling for the immediate release of Ala Abdel Fattah. Join us on freeala.net to find out how you can help.